So I think that it's going to be great doing this show for the Ebony Lion radio show. I can't believe that I'm going to go ahead and get this done. So anyway, I'm super excited to talk about music. Music moves your soul. Music can save you in a lot of ways. I am so enamored and very much admire, you know, just basically all the creatives, and especially women. I feel like women musicians, especially all women musicians, but I definitely love the history behind the African American women. Their stories have their own unique experience based on their ethnicity and their heritage and their culture and this environment here in America. And I want to celebrate that. So my plan is to use this platform to share the wonderful, wonderful creatives, the wonderful, wonderful women and men, musicians, that have changed our lives. And I want to focus on how their unique talents and gifts and goals and how they shared that, and how they also were human and had their own experiences that definitely created who they are and how they expressed music. I want to, you know, really highlight their story. That's important to me because I too, as a musician, have my own story, and I very much connect with people. I mean, other creatives kind of, like, I love to be inspired. And so that is my goal. I'd like to inspire you as well. So join me right here on The Lion's Den with Ebony Lion, where you're going to hear about stories, music, and talents that have shaped our world. So if you are just starting with us today, let me welcome you to The Lion's Den with me, Ebony Lion. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. So I am a singer-songwriter and guitarist. I'm a poet, I'm an author, a real estate broker, a mother, wife, and living my life like the rest of us. But what I am really, really grateful for is the opportunity to be able to share right here with you all. And it's really, really important to me to be able to share what I think is really, really important in the world. And I want to highlight women. As a woman myself and the mother of two daughters, I think that we as women are going through a lot right now, and I think it's important to highlight the fact that all humans have gifts and talents, and we all know that music itself is something that is very powerful. It's been said that it can move mountains, right? It can touch your soul, it can change your day. And it's important that we keep a focus on how women and their talents, and especially their musical talents and attributes, have shaped our world and our culture all over the world, but especially here in our country, where just being a woman is not necessarily for the faint of heart. Let's put it that way. So I wanted to start off The Lion's Den, which is going to be a show where we're going to focus on music, and we're going to focus on how music changes our world. Today, we're going to focus on how these really, really deeply talented African American women have used their voice, have used their talents to shape us. And I want to start with Nina Simone. Nina Simone, oh my gosh. I'm under the impression that many, many people know who Nina Simone is. But what they may not know, I'm sure there's things that unless you've watched some documentaries or was very avid about her, that, you know, she is no longer with us. And she has really left a large impression on us, and not because of her softness, definitely because of her loudness and her passions. And she is someone I would consider not only as a role model, but as someone that you should deeply connect with in regards to speaking your truth. She definitely demonstrated speaking her truth. I want to focus on that today. So I wrote a post that I titled "Fight Like a Girl and Kick Oppression in the Nose." Kick oppression for equality. As a Black woman myself, I know that that is something we still struggle with today. It's still something to be focused on. It's still something to not be taken lightly. There are, you know, all kinds of movies, there's all kinds of articles, there's all kinds of things that still discuss the struggle for equality that we face every day. And that plight, it definitely affects females in a different way, right? You know, currently we're talking about abortion rights and the right of choice and the right to live. And we all have our own opinions, but again, we have to acknowledge that it's different for women. And so the way that's going to be expressed and the way that Nina expressed her fight for equality was different. So with that being said, I want to focus on how to fight like a girl when it comes to fighting oppression, when it comes to fighting the good fight, when it comes to making yourself known. And that is definitely, definitely, definitely something that Nina did. So let's get into it. Let's start by setting the stage. So back in the late 1950s, we had Billie Holiday, a Black woman who struggled with drug abuse. We can understand the plight of what it was like to live as a Black woman during those times and even earlier and even now and later. And I wanted to start with Billie Holiday's example of what was going on from her perspective, what she saw, and from the creative perspective, an artist, and how the artistry of music can tell a story that can be told or can't be told in any other way other than the way that she put it, which I want to start with Strange Fruit. Strange Fruit is a song about lynching, and she got a lot of flack, even was discriminated against and even jailed based on this song in particular. So again, fighting the good fight, fighting like a girl. Let's start with Strange Fruit by Billie Holiday.
Southern trees bear strange fruit, blood on the leaves and blood at the root, black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Pastoral scene of the gallant south, the bulging eyes and the twisted mouth, scent of magnolia, sweet and fresh. sudden smell of burning flesh. Here is a fruit for the crows to pluck, for the rain to gather, for the wind to suck, for the sun to rot, for the tree to dry. Here's a strange and bitter cry.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine walking by and seeing people you may even know, people that may be your friends, people that may have been your family, swinging from a tree, describing them as strange fruit? Can you imagine that? And the fight continues. Welcome back to The Lion's Den with me, Ebony Lion, as we talk about how women over time have used their musical talents to kick oppression in the you know what. Okay, I talk about that in a post that I wrote that highlighted Nina Simone, who was one of the most prolific female artists who definitely did that, used her talent and her vocal ability and her classic pianist to fight for injustices, fight for civil rights, fight for herself, fight for her own child, fight for the people that she knew. We have just had to be really creative over time. That's why I focused on Nina Simone today, but I wanted to set the stage with Billie Holiday, the song Strange Fruit, that also definitely got her into a lot of trouble, which, of course, that's the issue, right? Why are we, you know, jailed? Why are we beaten, taken advantage of, discriminated against for describing our reality, describing what we see amongst us? And that is something that we have and still continue to deal with today. And so it's important to notice the people who are fighting for us and who have used what they can to fight for us. And a place that really struggled with this, which we all know, is the American South, right? Living, even after slavery was abolished, we still lived under Jim Crow types of the era that we lived in. So it's like we're free, but we're not free, right? You know, we're free, but it's all segregated. So Nina Simone made a song called Mississippi Goddamn, right? And she's talking about the fact that in the South, in the American South, how deep and how real the struggle was for Black people. I wanted to make sure that I highlighted the fact that she sang to sold out white crowds who clapped and cheered and requested this song during those times, right? So we're going from Billie Holiday in the late 1950s to Nina Simone in the mid 1960s, where she again is singing about the hardships in the Jim Crow South, especially in Mississippi. So let's take some time to listen to Nina Simone, Mississippi. Goddamn.
Mississippi gone.
Yeah.
Goddamn, it's our last tune. We had some request for it. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi. Goddamn. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi. Goddamn. Can't you see it? I know you can feel it. It's all in the air. I can't stand the pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer. Alabama's got me so upset, and Governor Wallace has made me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi. Goddamn. Hound dogs on my trail. School children sitting in jail. Black cat crossed my path. I think every day's gonna be my last. Lord have mercy on the land of mine. We all gonna get it in due time. I don't belong here, I don't belong there. I've even stopped believing in prayer. Don't tell me, I'll tell you. My people just about do. I've been there, so I know. They keep on saying, go slow. That's just the trouble.
Too slow.
Washing the windows.
Too slow.
Picking the cotton.
Too slow.
We're just plain rotten.
Too slow.
We're too damn lazy.
Too slow.
I'm thinking it's crazy.
Too slow.
Try to say it's a communist plot. All I want is equality for my sister, my brother, my people, and me. You lied to me all these years. You told me to wash and clean my ears and talk real fine just like a lady, and you'd stop calling me Sister Sadie. My country is full of lies. We are all gonna die and die like flies. I don't trust nobody anymore. They keep on saying go slow. That's just the trouble. Desegregation. Mass participation. Unification. Do things gradually. Bring more tragedy. Why don't you see it? Why don't you feel it? I don't know, I don't know. You don't have to live next to me. Just give me my equality. Cause everybody knows about Alabama. Everybody knows about Mississippi. Everybody knows about Mississippi.
She was sold out to entire white crowds clapping and clapping and clapping about our oppression, about how we were barely surviving as black people. That doesn't even include the trauma, right? So it's really interesting. That is what they paid to see. That is interesting what they showed up for, and that is interesting that their clapping hands meant that they were celebrating her song, celebrating her description of Black people's trauma and oppression. It's really, really, really interesting to go back through these archives of songs, the Black plight that we still face today. It is really, really interesting to go back and really in detail listen to a song that says, Mississippi, goddamn, you know, how bad can it be? And she basically was saying, it's that bad. It's that bad. Again, the struggle was real, is real. It's important that we keep this catalog. Keep this catalog of women speaking these truths alive. So we're starting from Billie Holiday's, you know, in the late 1950s into Nina Simone into the 1960s. It's important to note that with Nina Simone, basically her feeling or her sentiment towards how we have been treated, how Black people have been treated, started really early. So I write about an experience that she talked about, which I think you can find this in some early archives of her documentaries. But she, at the age of 12, was scheduled to play her first recital. And she is a classic pianist, and that's how she started. In fact, she tried to get into a school and felt that she was denied entry into that school based on the fact that she was Black. She felt like they were discriminating against her. She went on to start playing in clubs just to pay the bills. And so she changed her name to Nina Simone because she wanted to hide from her family, who was a very religious family, that she was playing in these nightclubs. So she changed her name to Nina Simone, proceeded to start her career playing in clubs. Actually, she only planned on playing the piano, but they told her that she needed to sing. And so that's really how she got started. But it began when she was 12 years old, and she was playing her first recital. She had her parents right there in the front. They were in the front row ready to see their daughter play. As the hall began to fill up, her parents were asked to get up and move to the back so that white patrons could sit in the front. At the early tender age of 12 years old, Nina Simone refused to play until her parents were put right back in the front row. And so it already showed and demonstrated her attitude towards injustice at the very beginning. And I wanted to mention that, you know, she's not the only one. There are many, many, many women and many men who have played songs and sang songs about inequality. There are many men who, men have a different plight than women. We're all categorized under the umbrella of colored and Negro and Afro-American and Black. You know, it continues to change, which is really interesting. But, you know, there are men in their own struggle who, with their gifts and their musical talents, have also spoke about their experience, what they've saw, what their families have experienced, what the people have experienced. So I wanted to move on from the 1950s to the 1960s into the 70s, where there were men who also were expressing what they saw around them, expressing what they saw in their own environment, expressing what their family and their own personal experience was happening in their lives. And as an artist myself, I completely understand that artistry is its own outlet. And as a musician, For some people, maybe just talking works for them. For others, it might be poetry, it might be painting, it might be drawing, it might be gardening. But there is something unique about people who make music, and it's important that they let that out. It's important that they send a message from their soul. So I want to share the message of Marvin Gaye. He was talking about literally asking the question, what's going on? He has a song that really posed that question in the 1970s, and he got his own kickback where there was the powers that be around him that didn't want him to sing those songs. They wanted him to sing what they wanted him to sing, but he fought back. Same thing, you know, kicking oppression in the you know what, decided to sing his song called What's Going On. So let's get that started.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love in here today. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality.
Sister,
talk to me.
Sister,
so you can see.
Sister,
oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
Right now. Everybody thinks we're at home. Oh, but who are they to judge us simply cause our hair is long? Oh, you know we've got to find a way. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Picket lines and picket signs. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Right, right on. Right on.
Right on.
Right on.
See, now that's what I'm talking about, right? Telling what's going on. What's going on around us? What's going on in our world? What's going on in our lives is what he wanted to say, so he said it. You know, that was Marvin Gaye asking, what's going on? After we talked about Nina Simone, Billie Holiday, women who spoke about oppression through their music, spoke about what was going on to an entire community of people. Nina Simone wanted to point out it was definitely happening in Mississippi. And then we moved into the 70s and we started hearing about Marvin Gaye asking the question, what's going on, right? And what's interesting is that really these songs are cries for help, right? And Marvin Gaye did a beautiful job by creating a song that was a cry for help, but it was something that you could celebrate and dance to and move to and be in, right? That's what music does. I think it's important that we keep that in mind, that that's how important music is for us. Let's move on. To get today's show playlist catalog, you can subscribe to ebonylionmusic.net and read the blog for more on today's show. So if you're really enjoying what you're hearing and you want to keep this in mind in regards to keeping a record of those powerful musicians who told our stories, then definitely make sure to get today's playlist at ebonylionmusic.net. Just go there and subscribe and you'll get an automatic download. There were some other men, some other great, great, great men who, interestingly enough, saw what was going on. And even through his blindness, he was still being able to really feel and also see what was going on. So I want to talk about Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder was blind, I think, not from birth. I think he had a high-grade fever or something like that very, very early on, within weeks of being born, and it blinded him, from my understanding. He still was subject to, you know, growing up black in America, and also, like Marvin Gaye, was expressing through his own talent what was going on. So let's listen to Stevie Wonder, Living in the City.
A boy's born in hard time Mississippi, surrounded by for world that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city. His father works some days for 14 hours, and you can bet he barely makes a dollar. His mother goes scrub the floors for many, and you best believe she hardly gets a penny. Living just enough for the city.
it.
Living just enough for the city is what Stevie Wonder was talking about in his song. And this came out in the early 70s, similar to Marvin Gaye's What's Going On. And now we have to consider that it is post Jim Crow to a certain extent. And now we're coming out of a segregated, you know, for the most part, this is where, you know, civil rights is picking up a notch. We got Martin Luther King, we got Malcolm X, and they're really getting everything going in terms of getting people together, showing that we're stronger together than we are apart. Definitely, Stevie Wonder's song is talking about how it's still a struggle. Right? It's still a struggle for Black people, even outside of the overt oppression that now is systemized into the American culture, right? Where there's redlining in regards to purchasing homes and you can't get a job, women can't work at certain places, and, you know, there's still segregated bathrooms. So, you know, that doesn't even include, you know, Black people not getting promotions and such. So his song is talking about just trying to make it, right? Just trying to make it as a Black person, a Black family, as a Black culture in America at this time in the 70s. So we have another fantastic, great musician to speak about that's still a part of America, but also is coming from a whole different vibe in regards to Bob Marley. Bob Marley also talks about the struggle that Black people experienced, and I'm not sure if many people are aware of the history of Jamaica, but they have their own rich history in coming from slavery. That area was enslaved by the British. From my understanding, initially the original people from that area were called the Arawak people. Basically, they were enslaved until basically extinction from that area by the British. And from there, the British then brought Africans over. They brought so many Africans that they ended up being in a position where the Africans took over and revolted. And that is a part of why Jamaicans have that accent. It's coming from where it's English, but it's very proper British English, but it also has some dialects that came from their African tongue that they brought over. So it's a mix of that. And so, you know, Jamaica has this really rich heritage that also is steeped in slavery. We're victims of oppression and white colonists. So now we are in the 1980s. Bob Marley releases a song called Redemption Song. And in this song, he even talks about the slave ships. If you listen closely, you'll hear the description of just basically just a people needing to redeem themselves. And so let's get into it and listen to Bob Marley's redemption song.
Merchant ships, minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs. All I ever have, redemption songs. Songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
That's all I ever had, is what he said. Redemption songs. I love Bob Marley, and we are actually coming up on his huge movie that is coming out called One Love, talking about his life and story and family. It comes out on Valentine's Day, February 14th here in 2024. That's what I'm going to be doing. I am already set to go. I know exactly what I'm going to wear, and I will be there to basically watch one of my idols. I love Bob Marley for this reason, that he also had pushback. He chose to use his music to fight for justice, fight for civil rights, fight for all the things that humans have done to other humans that are not in our best interest or that are cruel or harm us overall. As he puts it, that's all we have is songs of freedom. So I am super, super excited to continue to share this with you. Thank you so much for listening. It really speaks to the fact that I, as an artist, love sharing. I plan to continue to do this every Saturday with you at 12 p.m. right here on Sandbox Radio. You can also listen to this on my podcast at Ebony Lion Blog, and each episode corresponds with the blog post. So this particular one is titled Kicking Oppression in the You Know What, Songs of Nina Simone and How She Chose to Use Her Musical Talents to Fight for Injustice. And so I also wrote a musical personal memoir that talks about basically just the coming of age, sex, love, life as a woman growing up as an artist and being in the music industry. You can find my book, Weathering the Storm, at buywearingthestorm.com. You can also find it on Amazon as well if you'd like an ebook. But if you'd like a signed copy, you definitely can go to buywearingthestorm.com and check out my musical memoir where I talk more about just the issues of being an artist in the music industry. Without further ado, let's move on to another wonderful, wonderful, beautifully talented man. And we're gonna go back. We're gonna recede a little bit. We went from Billie Holiday in the 1950s into Nina Simone in the 1960s. We spoke about Marvin Gaye, talk about what's going on in the 1970s, along with Stevie Wonder, right on to Bob Marley in the 1980s, early 1980s. But we're going to step back and we're going to talk about Sam Cooke. He was gone too soon, lived a really short life. He left such an impression on us. Such an impression on us. His beautiful, beautiful talent still sends chills down my spine. He also, just like the rest of us, there's no way that we can escape living in America and being black in America. Just like as a woman, I can't escape being a woman, you know, in relation to patriarchy. So it's a similar idea that it's something you just can't escape. We can't pretend like it doesn't exist. And so many, many people use music and their artistry as an outlet. There's some who leave larger impressions than others in regards to, sometimes it's basically they have a bigger blowhorn, right? They have a larger audience that they can speak to. And some just leave really poignant messages that you just can't escape. And so I want to go into this next song as we're heading into the end of our show today. Let's listen to Sam Cooke, how he described being a black man in a white America back in the Jim Crow era. Let's get it started.
It's been a long change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
Is that change gonna come? Like he said he knew it would? Well, maybe. We still have much more room for improvement. Am I right? That change is coming. The change is ongoing. And we are much better off than we were years ago. But we still are dying in record numbers when it comes to police brutality. We still die in record numbers in regards to mortality rate of mother's mortality rate, baby's mortality rate. That change isn't coming fast enough. That's why it's important that we continue to sing the redemption songs, the songs of freedom that have left so many impressions that remain in our hearts, remain in our minds, from Strange Fruit to Mississippi Goddamn, to What's Going On, to Living for the City, and redemption songs. Here we are with Sam Cooke talking about a change is gonna come. Yes, it is. A change is gonna come, but it's still on its way. We're making little changes, some are big changes, but ultimately, we still live in a world where there's inequality and injustice, where our civil rights still need to be fought for. Keep that in mind, my people. Also, I want to make sure that I remind you, it's important to keep wealth in your family. As a real estate broker myself, I've been in real estate for over 20 years now, and it's really important to keep that concept of generational wealth in mind as we talk about the culture, we talk about our people, we talk about what's really important to keep our lives in control. And we live in a world where there's money. We need that to survive. We want to be able to leave a legacy for our children, our families. And as a wife and a mother, it's important that I do the same, especially with the knowledge that I have gathered along the way being in real estate. So I want to make sure I mention that our show today is also brought to you by We Buy Houses Realty, where you'll get a 24-hour cash offer on your property. And our service is fast, fair, and easy. Make sure to give us a call at 770-609-2937. Again, that's 770-609-2937. And you'll get a cash offer in 24 hours if you're interested in selling your home. So moving on to our next artist, I want to fast forward. We've gone through some history. We've gotten up until the 80s. We moved back a little bit with Sam Cooke, but I want to talk about what's going on now, right? What women artists are making an impression right now? And there are several. There are several out there that should be spoken of. And I want to talk about this woman because her music is bold. Just like Strange Fruit, just like Mississippi Goddamn, but right now in the modern age, her music is bold. She's talking about Black girl magic and how you cannot, not in any way can you hold us down. Even though you might try, you can't hold us down. And so let's listen to the modern version, the modern Black woman's version of Not Holding Us Down and Kicking Oppression in the You Know What. And we'll talk about her name after we listen to her song.
She's telepathic, call it Black girl magic. Yeah, she scares the government, deja vu atomic. We go missing by the hundreds. Ain't nobody checking for us, ain't nobody checking for us. The camera loves us, Oscar doesn't. Ain't nobody checking for us. They want us in the kitchen, kill our sons with lynchings. We get loud about. Last week, they put her body in a jar and forget her. They love how it repeats. Look at what they did to my sister last century. Last week, they make her hate her own skin, treat her like a sin. Oh, why? But what they don't understand, see, what they don't understand is, yeah, what they don't understand, yeah, what they don't understand is, she's telepathic, call it Black girl magic. Yeah, she scares the government, deja vu atomic. And she don't give up. Yeah, 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 she don't give up. She don't give up. No, 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 she don't give up. Rosa was a freedom fighter and she taught us how to fight. Ella was a freedom. Audrey was a freedom fighter and she taught us how to fight. Angela is a freedom fighter and she taught us how to fight. Sojourner was a freedom fighter and she taught us how to fight. Asante is a freedom fighter and she taught us how to fight. See, she's telepathic, call it Black girl magic. Yeah, she scares the government. They don't understand. See, what they don't understand is, yeah, what they don't understand. See, what they don't understand is, she don't give up. Yeah, 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 she don't give up. She don't give up.
Well, that's the truth. We don't give up. That was Jamila Woods, a young black woman who is telling it how it is right here today. And I want to thank you for joining me, and I hope that you will come again and join me every single Saturday right here on Sandbox Radio. If you don't make it on, you can always check this out on my podcast at Ebony Lion Blog, where you'll see the corresponding post to this show. We are talking about kicking oppression in the you know what with musical talent. I'm going to continue to share with you my sheroes and my heroes and how music is so influential on the human psyche and the human heart and the human life itself. In my book, Weathering the Storm, I talk about music being a time capsule, how you can remember your first kiss, you can remember your first dance, simply by what song was playing, and it'll take you right back. It's literally like a time capsule. So I hope that the Lion's Den with me, Ebony Lion, will be a new time capsule for you as I share all the interesting things in life, love, relationship, and music, and how it has influenced me and how it has taught me and helped me and brought me out of dark places and been an outlet when I needed it. I hope that me sharing that with you can help you in some way, and that you'll continue to join me right here on the Lion's Den. So let's talk about it a little further. We have some other women who have been influential just like the men. But today, we're going to focus a little bit on the modern black woman who also had a story to tell about what's going on, living life, living for the city. It's important that we keep this catalog of music going and continue to add new artists to that catalog of what's going on in our world, in our environment, in America today. Because there's a lot going on. And the more that we see what's on the news and how that reflects in the culture that is around us and how it reflects into the politics, just the words and the way that we express ourselves and how these newer generations are making themselves known, we have to see that music is a tool that we can use to change the world. Just like all these other artists that I've mentioned have done and are doing, like Jamila Woods. Wasn't that a great song? She says we won't give up, and that's absolutely true. As a woman, I feel like there's no way that you can give up. I think it's kind of innate in our beings, just from a nurturing point of view. I mean, you have to take your family and your children, and that one child, you have to make sure that they survive, right? You have to rear them to become safe in the world. You have to give them responsibility and then accountability as they come of age to make sure that they're going to be okay in this world that is out here. We can't escape. So one more song to end the show today before I see you again next week, next Saturday. So without further ado, I want to talk about another really, really important woman that has left a really big impression on us, and that is Alicia Keys. We haven't talked about the modern woman in regards to love today. It's all been about injustices and civil rights, and a lot of Alicia Keys' songs are about love. But I don't want to give the impression that that's all of who she is, because it's not. And that's what I want to point out today. She too has been willing to join the fight. She too has been willing to be a part of the good fight for, you know, the people who are suffering amongst the oppression that is in every aspect of our lives. And so I want to end today with her song and ask that you join me in listening to these songs, passing these songs along, keeping the heritage of these songs and what they meant to the people and for the people and what they mean right now. You can also take a listen to this catalog of music, this playlist of today's show. Just remember to visit me at ebonylionmusic.net and check out my blog and join the mailing list, and you will get a link to the playlist if you want to check it out. So thank you so much. We're going to end today's show with Alicia Keys, and you keep in mind that you too can join the good fight and kick oppression in the you know what. Thank you. See you next week.